For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. Both the Timberwolves and the Wild have a couple of days off. For the Wild, they're coming off a win on Monday in Seattle. Jules Erichsnek had 3 points in that victory.
Everybody would love him on their team, that's for sure. I mean, he's one of the first guys to get asked about all the time by other general managers, and it's a quick no. He does so much for us. He plays the game the right way, and he plays it hard. And, every team in the league would like Joel Erichsnek on their team.
That's Wild General Manager Bill Guerin, heard last night on KFAN Wild Weekly. The Wild host the Dallas Stars Thursday night, 7 o'clock from Grand Casino Arena. The Timberwolves are in Golden State on Friday. They're coming off a tough loss on Monday. They fell to the Suns at Target Center.
Disappointing one last night, but we gotta get back in the saddle this weekend. Kind of an odd time of the year in the schedule because of the NBA Cup. So we really do get a couple practice days this week, which is, I think, exactly what we need to try to find a few things in our offense that have been lacking. And try to get it, build a new little streak here.
That's Chris Finch yesterday with Paul Allen on KFAN. The Wolves are at Golden State Friday for a 9 p.m. tip. Tonight, the Gopher men are at Purdue. That one tips off at 6.
It's been a long time. It's a great home court, maybe one of the best in college basketball. So, man, it's what you live for. You have an opportunity to play against these people in those kind of environments in the best league in the country. That's why we're here.
That's Gopher head coach Nico Medved. The Gophers are 5-4 on the season. The Gopher women host Alabama A&M for a 7 o'clock tip at Williams Arena tonight. They're coming off a double overtime loss to number 7 ranked Maryland on Sunday, and the Vikings are preparing for the Cowboys Sunday night football from AT&T Stadium. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.